Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper back with you again, coming to you from Washington, D.C. I haven't gone out hunting today because I'm afraid I might run into the Vice President of the United States. He's a very dangerous man, as we all know. Well, last evening we had a very interesting show, I thought. I hope you thought so, too. And I assume you're listening every night very carefully. I assume you have your pen and paper ready to take down significant websites and other information, things that you need to know, products you hear advertised on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and just notes that you want to make when we're talking about different things here on the show. Last evening, as we were closing out, we had a caller, I believe was, he was calling from Philadelphia, and he asked a very interesting question about calling cards. We had been talking about the fact that Timothy McVeigh had a calling card that was issued by the Spotlight newspaper, for which I used to work, and that this calling card was apparently part of, well, let's just put it bluntly, part of the whole overall plot to drag Liberty Lobby and the Spotlight, along with a number of other politically dissident groups here in the United States, into the bombing conspiracy. Well, you know, there's something interesting about that calling card that I'd like to bring to your attention because, well, it's a very frightening story, actually. First of all, I must tell you that the history of this calling card, these are long-distance telephone calling cards. We were approached at Liberty Lobby by a company offering to make these calling cards available to our members. And in fact, we did. And as I recall, roughly 5,000 Spotlight readers got those calling cards. And of course, among them was a person by the name of Daryl Bridges, who turned out to be Timothy McVeigh, or else it was McVeigh and Terry Nichols. But in any case, they did have possession of this calling card, although it appears as though other people may have had it at some time, too. So we really don't know who was using those calling cards to make calls all over the country. But, as I noted last night, there was actually an attempt to make it look as though McVeigh had made a call from the Liberty Lobby office in Washington to some call somewhere else. What was done was the person using that calling card called the Liberty Lobby office and said, "Could you call me at such and such a number?" Using the calling card. So, as I say, the calling card records would indicate the call was actually made from the Liberty Lobby office. That was a setup, no question about it. You know, now in retrospect, we know this. At the time, though, we didn't know. But what's interesting about the calling card company, this company then went out of business and stuck Liberty Lobby with the responsibility of having to make up the losses. Liberty Lobby actually lost about $100,000 as a consequence of this. We were ripped off. Here's what's really scary. At the time we entered into the agreement with this calling card company, we didn't know something that we ultimately found out. That calling card company, which I believe was based in California, was a subsidiary of a company, of an organization, and I'm not going to name the organization because it's very litigious, and I don't want to get involved in a lawsuit, but we have very strong reason to believe, and the evidence is there, and we were advised by a former diplomat who spent a lot of time in the Middle East that this particular American company, this organization, was actually taken over by Israel's intelligence service, the Mossad. That's pretty scary, folks, but there's more when we come back. Thanks for tuning in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Michael Collins Piper.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Michael Collins Piper on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Coming to you from Washington, D.C. During the last segment there, I was talking about the fact that it was a Mossad front organization that had actually ripped off Liberty Lobby. And also, unfortunately, I must apologize to all those good people who got our calling cards. Evidently, the Mossad had the capacity then to see where everybody who got those calling cards was calling. And as we now know, Israeli companies, several Israeli companies, this was documented by Fox News right after the 9/11 attacks, these companies have a hold on virtually all long-distance calling in the United States. That's not a conspiracy theory. It's a fact. But now, regarding this spotlight calling card, it turns out, according to one of the best independent investigators out there today, J.D. Cash, called me a couple weeks ago, and I hope J.D.'s listening because I owe him a telephone call. I misplaced his number, and I need to get back to him, but J.D. did some research here recently and found out that when the FBI obtained Liberty Lobby's calling card record looking for the McVeigh calling card, They actually went to that calling card company. Not only did they search all of McVeigh's telephone calls, but they also did a search on every single one of those roughly 5,000 people trying to make a match and see who was calling who. That's probably grounds for a massive lawsuit, a class action suit by all of those people against the FBI. It'll probably never happen, but nonetheless, it just goes to show you that our federal law enforcement officials and their allies in such groups as the Anti-Defamation League, a lobby for Israel that's very much an asset of Israel's Mossad, they are very, very interested in what patriotic Americans are thinking and doing, and it's a very scary thing, you know. We are living really now. A police state is not on its way. A police state is here. It's just a matter of degrees as to how hard they want to come down on us. I mean, the system is already set up. Years ago, the Spotlight reported on all these executive orders and things that were set up to literally turn the United States into a dictatorship overnight. And what really makes it scary is that we have a man in the White House now who thinks he can do anything and get away with it. We have a vice president that thinks the same way, too. This isn't a conspiracy theory. This is a fact, and this is what we are up against, folks. It's a very scary world we live in. Now, I'm going to open up the phones here, let you do some talking. Our number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Give me a call. Let's talk a little bit. Maybe talk some more about the Oklahoma bombing. See what you have to say about it. We've had two shows on it now, and it's a subject of great interest to a lot of people. So let's hear what you have to say. You know, it's, as I say, all of these great events, tragic events of modern American history, they all do seem interrelated. There does seem to be a continuing thread that shows a significant linkage, and it's not really one big happy family, as I say. It's more accurately portrayed as one tightly knit little family conspiring against our interests. And that's why we're here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, trying to get the word out. Well, here's Daryl calling from France. I believe this is Daryl Bradford Smith.
Yes, it is, Darryl. Michael. How are you, my friend?
How you doing tonight, Daryl?
I'm doing very well. I wanted to bring up a couple of points. It fits in well with this little happy family you're talking about. It happens to be about Prescott Bush and his financing, along with Harriman and other financiers of America, but principally Prescott Bush and Harriman of Nazi Germany's war machine. And what most people don't understand is that this man, Prescott Bush, was brought in front of a congressional hearing and was actually charged with trading with the enemy. The facts are that this man did finance the entire Nazi regime, but it was interesting to note now that we have found out that most of the top leadership of the Nazi regime were actually either Jewish or partly Jewish. And this makes an even more frightening scenario when we find out that George Bush himself, through Solomon Bush and another man named George Bush, who set up Masonic lodges in America for the New Bohemians, was also Jewish. And so what we come into is the term crypto-Jew. And these facts have been vetted, and when you look at, in fact, the Prescott Bush part of it has been, it's part of the congressional record, in fact. And the fact is that the media would never touch any of these things, and that's how George Bush got into office in the first place, and that's how Herbert Walker got into office. The fact that no one would have the temerity to even investigate either of these people, nor would anybody in the mainstream media even touch these stories.
You know, it's interesting, Daryl. I do want to come back to this point about a lot of the Nazis being Jewish. But, in regard to the Bush family, a book came out a couple years ago written by Kevin Phillips, a very, very good book. And you know, the title of it escapes me, but it's about the Bush family, the Bush dynasty, and their wheeling and dealing over the past, really over the past 100 years, going way back on both sides of the family, both sides of the family, the Bush family and the Walker family. What's interesting about it is that these people have been tied up in all form of arms dealing and intelligence intrigue of the highest, or shall we say the lowest order. It's part of a secret history of the United States that people don't understand and don't know about.
That's right.
It's a proverbial dark underbelly, and this has been a hallmark for the Bush family, both, you know, on both sides of the senior President Bush's family. So it's all part and parcel of these elite families who misrule America and who've looted this country for the last.
It comes back to the same ethnic group and the same. It comes back to an Ashkenazi Khazarian background, but the interesting part about it is that most people don't know about New Bohemians. They know the term. You know, if somebody calls somebody a Bohemian, that means that they're very loose and easy with their morals. But the fact of the matter is, a Bohemian represents a Sabbatian who clandestinely moved out from Eastern Europe and Northern Germany and Poland and Bavaria and kind of filtered into the world with his Sabbatian mindset. Now, people may not know what Sabbatians are. I told people about the hand signal for the devil, and they call that a Satan hand sign. Was actually a Sabbatian hand sign. These folks, what we don't understand is that these go back to actual rooted places. You can follow it back to the source, and you can also follow back Solomon Bush to the source, and you can also follow back George Bush to the source, and you can see that they started Masonic lodges in order to manipulate the wealthy elite in America at the urgings of Weishoff, which is, of course, you know that name. So when you start looking at the truth behind this, it's been hidden from us so long, Michael, that people and we've been so frightened to say the words because the fashion of the day or the politically correct thing to do is to ignore the ties to this particular ethnic group out of fear for being labeled or out of fear for being ostracized or persecuted. But today and now is the time that Americans need to actually look at the facts and start saying that word and saying this particular group of people, not all of them, but evil Jewish leaders in the country are responsible for what's happening to the United States and the world. And if we can finally come to grips with these terms and start talking about this honestly, we're going to find out that there's a whole lot more we don't know about. And this is the thing that really frightens these people, Mike.
Yeah, well, as I said the other day when we talked about this is we always hear about Islamic extremism and Islamic fundamentalism, but you know, this is what we are talking about here is Jewish extremism, Jewish
yep.
fundamentalism, and
that's exactly right.
And it just so happens that there's this strange unholy alliance between a certain segment of the Christian fundamentalist community and the Jewish fundamentalist community.
Well, they've been lied into a corner as well, you know, and their leadership has been bought and paid for over time, including Pat Robertson and the rest of these people who claim to be, devout Christians, when in fact that couldn't be anything farther from the truth. All of this stuff is coming out. If you Googled the word Zionist with the ST at the end, 6 months ago, there were 17 hits. I ask your listeners to Google it now, and that will give you an idea. It was at 17 6 months ago when Eric and I started opening the gates, the floodgates.
Well, I hear the floodgates coming on now.
I'm going to actually go to bed. It's like 20 after 1 here, but I wanted to let you know that I love the job you're doing, and I care about the listeners that you have, and they really need to do their research, Michael.
Daryl, appreciate it very much. Always appreciate your support, like your information. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to go to a break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Okay, we're back. This is Michael Collins Piper. I'm here in Washington, D.C., and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm going to do a commercial for one of my books here in a few minutes, so I want you to get your pen and paper handy. Take down the information. I'm going to give you a real special discount. I love to do commercials for this book because I can honestly say I'm not going to make a single penny from any of this. All the money that you spend on this book goes directly to American Free Press and keeps American Free Press alive. That's the newspaper I write for every week, and I'm proud to write for them. The website, of course, is at AmericanFreePress.net. But I'm going to give you some call-in information, and if you call in there tonight, within the next half hour, you'll get a special discount on my book, The New Jerusalem. Now, let me tell you something about the book in the context of what our previous caller, Daryl Radford Smith and I were talking about. In my book, The New Jerusalem, which is subtitled Zionist Power in America, and that's precisely what the book is about, I have an opening chapter in which I point out that there's a Professor Shalom Goldman, an associate professor of Hebrew and Middle Eastern Studies at Emory University. He wrote a book called God's Sacred Tongue, Hebrew and the American Imagination, and he says that one of the first anti-Muslim hate screeds that was ever published on American soil was written by a Professor George Bush in 1830. It was The Life of Muhammad. And this Professor George Bush, according to Mr. Goldman, Professor Goldman, he lived from 1796 to 1859. This Professor Bush was an ancestor of George W. Bush. According to Goldman, Bush's life and work is important in tracing the roots of Christian Zionism in America. As I write, Bush was quite well known and prolific in his day, a fervent advocate of a return by the Jews to the Holy Land. And according to Goldman, Professor Bush had considerable influence. So this is very, very interesting that even today we have a Bush in the White House who's a descendant of this earlier Professor George Bush, who this man in the White House today is carrying out the policy of his distant ancestor who lived in the 19th century. Very, very interesting point, and it's something that's not really very well known, but certainly significant when you consider the fact that President George Bush in the White House today is leading a global crusade. He's a madman, ladies and gentlemen. I have no hesitation in saying that. By their fruits ye shall know them. Now, we do have a couple callers here. We're going to have a break coming up again, but let's bring up our first caller, Rita from Texas.
Hello, Mr. Piper. How are you doing?
How are you doing tonight, Rita?
Well, I'm kind of hopeful. I'm just waiting to just listen to events. Because I firmly believe that what's going to happen in this country, either we're going to be enslaved or we're going to be free, and we're going to be free by actually taking force of arms and resisting those in this Jewish government, Jewish communist government, excuse me, that's being established here in the United States. Right now, what I see that has been going on for several years has been what happened more than likely during the ultimate American Revolution, and that is one by one, they're taking up resistors or patriots and fabricating false charges against them. They used to call them star chamber proceedings prior to our court system, and throwing these people to rotten jail alive or outright killing them.
Well, that's right. Look at what happened to Congressman Jim Traffic, one of the few members, I think it's safe to say, the only member of Congress who really took on the Israeli lobby while he was in there, and you see where he is today.
Well, have you forgotten Joe McCarthy? They stuck his butt in a daggum mental asylum.
Yeah, you know, there's a case, and, you know, I'll tell you something, the whole history of Joe McCarthy has yet to be told. Although he was very much right on the mark in many of his communist hunting ventures, I've done some research on McCarthy that's going to be appearing in my new book that I'm putting the finishing touches on right now. And one evening on the show, I'm going to discuss it a little bit more even before the book comes out. Some of the information I'm going to bring up on Senator McCarthy is going to be a shock to a lot of people who admire Senator McCarthy. I'm not questioning his integrity. I believe he was sincere in what he was doing, but it turns out that there were some pretty shady people who were handling him from behind the scenes. And this is information that has never been published before. It's been around for a long, long time, but I put it together. And as I say, I'll be talking about it. But, you know, unfortunately, I agree with your sentiments because we do have this situation that we all know about vote scam. We know that the computers control the elections, and we know that the people who control the computers control the elections, and we know that these computers are tied up to the major networks, and we know who controls the major broadcast networks. So these are the people who are pushing the buttons and selecting, quote-unquote, our leaders. This is the kind of thing that makes us realize that, you know, we don't really have a say in our government. Our leaders are so I even hate to call them leaders. They're selected for us. You got to go to a break, Rita. If you want to hang on, please do. And when I come back, I'm going to do that commercial.
All right, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on a Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Okay, we're back. This is Michael Collins Piper on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm here in Washington, D.C. We have Rita on the line. Rita, did you have any more comments?
Yeah, you know, Mr. Piper, what's going on here in this country that's really distressing me are several things. We've got this phony war on drugs. We have over 7 million of our citizens that are affected by just demonizing and criminalizing individuals who use drugs. Tobacco's a drug. You've got here, I live not too far out of Austin. I mean, they're outlawing people from smoking cigarettes, you know, in the bars and in the restaurants. I just found out in California, so there's some community out there where they're criminalizing the use of cigarettes even outdoors. We've got the Abu Ghraib. We've got the sexual perverts that are in our military. We've got the military bringing in the drugs from Afghanistan. That's where the heroin is coming in. So it's not just Washington. It's also the military. You know, we've got law enforcement. Yeah, there was a scandal about in the private prisons here in Texas that, you know, they were torturing the daggum prisoners. Our prisoners have been used as guinea pigs. That microplasm was originated by experimentation on the prisoners down in Houston back in the 1990s, I think it was. So we've got a problem in this country.
Yeah, you know, the drug thing has been used to control America. It's been used to expand the police state. You know, and I'll tell you something. I living here in Washington, D.C., right here in Capitol Hill, I've gotten to know a lot of homeless people over the years, and they've become friends of mine. A lot of these people are drug addicts, you know. And, and I've seen, you know, and a lot of these people come from good families, you know, and they got into this drug thing, and it's very, very bad. And, you know, I'll tell you what's really disturbing to me about it. when they put them out on parole or on probation, you know, after they've been in jail, you know, they make them report to these probation officers two or three times a week. Well, if they're reporting to probation officers two or three times a week, they can't go out and work.
Exactly.
Now, you know, I don't quite get that. I don't understand that. And then what happens is because they're not working, they get back into the drug thing, and then they go and they take their urine tests and they come up positive, and they send them back to jail. And the cycle goes on and on and on. We're giving $10 billion or more a year to Israel, and almost that much to Egypt to be nice to Israel, you know, and we're not spending the money here at home fighting drugs and fighting homelessness and building our bridges and our levees in New Orleans. You know, I don't get it. I don't get it, Rita.
It's called treason, sir. It's absolute treason, and there's a penalty for that. It's called the death penalty.
That's
you know, and as soon as, you know, this thing is going to get worse before it gets better. Nazism and communism was never voted out, sir. It was always blown out of existence wherever possible. And I think that's going to be the only solution as far as this country is concerned.
You know,
go ahead.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just going to say, Rita, you know, I wish I could disagree with you, but I can't.
Well, history, you know, history is the greatest witness of truth, you know, and it's just a matter. And as far as these daggum Jews, sir, I don't agree. I don't agree that there are not any innocent Jews that are conspiring for the complete takeover of not only our country but also the world, especially after becoming aware of the Talmud. And if those Jews believe in the Talmud, they are our enemies. We don't want them as enemies. They are our enemies.
You know, Rita, this is the sorry thing that, you know, the Talmud is a pretty vicious book.
Exactly.
And, you know, and anybody who says it isn't is either a liar or a fool. And, you know, I guess, you know, as I've said before, I'm not a particularly religious person per se. I like to think of myself, you know, as basically being a Christian. So when I read these terrible things about Jesus Christ in the Talmud,
mm-hmm.
I say, my God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, some of the things they say in the Talmud about Jesus Christ, I would not say on the air. You know what I mean? It's not fit for adults, let alone children. You know what I mean? And it's bizarre, it's sick, and it's, you know, as I say, we always hear about the Quran, you know, how they say terrible things about Christians in the Quran. Well, you know, I'll tell you something. The Muslims revere Jesus Christ as a prophet. They may not be Christians, but they sure as heck don't say the things about Jesus that that are said in the Talmud. And you know, there are many, many stories about Christ in the Quran that are very warm and loving stories. You do not find warm and loving stories about Jesus Christ in the Talmud.
Well, I think the Jews are trying to pit the Christians and the Muslims against each other, so that they'll kill each other off, and then what's ever left over is going to be slaves.
Well,
the reality is that the Russian Revolution was actually a Jewish revolution.
You know, I wish I could disagree with you, but I can't. You're stating absolute truths here, and, you know, these truths may be unfamiliar to a lot of Americans, but they are. These are facts. These are undeniable facts, and like I say, it's a pretty scary world. Well, Rita, we have a couple other callers here, so I'm going to toss you off the line, but I appreciate your call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Now, I said, folks, I'm going to do an advertisement for my book, The New Jerusalem, Zionist Power in America. What I want to do tonight, you have ahead just about 20 minutes to call this 888 number. It's a toll-free number, 888-699-NEWS, 888-699-6397. 888-699-NEWS. Now, I'm going to make a special offer here tonight because I want to kind of get an idea of how many are listening in out there. New Jerusalem normally sells for like something like $19.95, but American Free Press recently reduced it to $15. But I'm going to reduce it tonight for this special offer down to $10. If you call right now, that 888 number, 888-699-NEWS. And be patient, because I hope there's going to be a lot of people calling in the next 20 minutes. It's a good little book, 184 pages. Has names the names of some of the biggest Zionist families in America, a lot of names you've never heard before. It's an interesting thing. I think it's interesting. A whole chapter on some of the big names of American and world history who have been accused of anti-Semitism. There's a special chapter on the Bronfman family. Interesting story about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not Jewish, but he was propped up by Zionist interests, and that's all in here. Lots of cold, hard facts, lots of quotations. So you call that 888 number and tell them Mike Piper made a special $10 offer on his radio show on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You call those nice ladies and order the book for $10, and I think you'll be happy with it. And if you don't like it, send it back, and they'll refund your money. So call that number, 888-699-NEWS, and ask for the New Jerusalem, Zionist power in America. How's that for a commercial, folks? Now let's go to our callers. They're the people that keep us alive. Got Bob in Texas.
Hello?
Hey, Bob.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing tonight?
I'm fine. I hope you. I know you're doing okay. All right, now I'm not so sure I'm going to contribute any factual information. I very rarely do that. I consider myself a quality control person.
Okay.
Because I've heard everything you guys say over and over and over again.
Okay? I don't doubt it.
And I'm not hearing anything new.
Right.
Okay. But so I've decided that I'm more interested in how it's being said and what's being said than what's being said. All right. Now, what prompted my phone call was that in the last several days, I mean, there is a lot of talk about Zionism. Okay?
Right.
Now, I personally fight for the Palestinian cause. I've done it for a long time.
Okay.
All right? Now, I fight for the love of the Palestinians. I don't fight because I hate the Zionists.
Right, right. Okay? I understand that.
Now, however, but I see Zionism as an important thing, a very important thing, and not necessarily a good thing. But I'm not so sure that I'm not a 50-foot giraffe, and I don't think there's a whole lot of 50-foot giraffes out there. But lately, I think what's happening is important concepts are getting diluted with noise, untrue noise, and what's happening is the important concept is going away. For instance, there's been a lot of you talk about Zionism, and now you're connecting Zionism with Satanism, okay? Now, personally, that's where my line gets crossed, and it gets hard for me to listen.
Well, no, first of all, that isn't – no. You were misunderstanding what our earlier caller, Daryl Bradford Smith, was saying. No, what he was saying is that there are many people – this Texas Longhorn sign that George W. Bush always uses, there are many people who say that is actually that it has a satanic meaning. Satanic meaning. What Daryl Bradford Smith is saying is that it also has another meaning, and that is that it's a symbol of the Sabbatian Zionist cult. It's two separate things altogether. Please don't confuse them. I understand the confusion.
Well, okay. I only use that as an example.
Well, but that's not a good example because, see, like I say, that's not what Daryl Bradford Smith is saying.
I hear that word satanic coming up more and more and more, not just on your shows, but on other shows, okay? And I don't know. I actually don't know what to say anymore because I know I'm fighting a losing battle.
Well, no,
I will
you
say this one last thing. I consider RBN's job not – I don't think we give the truth out. I don't think we're giving out truth anymore. We're giving out propaganda. It's just a different kind of propaganda. Now, what RBN's job is to build a large audience. And I don't think that's happening. And I would like to find out anyway, you can see I'm a little confused on it, but I feel like I'm...
Well, no, I kind of understand. I think you're actually making a couple points there, but I think your basic point is that I guess I'm trying to interpret what you're saying. I gather that you're suggesting that this talk about Satanism turns people off.
I think it turns more people off than it turns on.
Right, and I understand your point of view about that. I you know, because that term does have a.
I expect Jehovah Witness to, when Jehovah Witness comes to my door, I expect them to talk about Satan. But
well,
not,
you know, I tell you something. As I say, I'm not a particularly religious person, but I do believe that there is evil in this world.
I do too, but it's not. But you got to. I think what's happening is the people who really do care about Zionism it's making it less meaningful, but when you connect it to these other things.
Right. Your point is well taken. I certainly understand that, and you know, I agree with you.
Thank you.
I do agree with you. But as I say, I want to emphasize that what Daryl Bradford Smith was talking about is an entirely separate matter. There's just a lot of confusion surrounding it.
I know I did last week, but I'm not really responding to him. I wasn't referring to that sign like I did last week. I just want to see RBN do well, and I wish we would just start talking about hardcore.
Yeah, I guess you're saying maybe more stick to the down to earth.
Yes.
I would agree with you, and I think you would agree that I personally tend to do that.
Yeah. For instance, I'll be real brief. Last summer really got to me because they would talk about an important concept, and then they would talk around, and they would say that the Zionists steered a hurricane into New Orleans. Now there might be some 50-foot giraffes that will accept that. But there's a whole lot of people. If you've been to college, as soon as you say the Zionists steered a hurricane into New Orleans, you just, nothing is meaningful anymore.
Well, no, you know, I tell you what, you know, let me just say this. There is very much something known as weather control and weather manipulation, no question about that.
But not of that magnitude.
But not
of that magnitude.
Well, no, okay.
Not even close to that magnitude.
Well, now listen. Now, wait a minute. All I am saying is I was about to make the point that I understand exactly what you're saying. That it sounds crazy, and it especially sounds crazy to people who have never heard of a lot of the things that we do talk about.
No,
here.
It sounds crazy to somebody who has a degree in physics like I have.
Oh well, see, you know, okay. Like I say. I don't know anything about it.
I'm telling you, it's a crazy idea.
Well, Bob, listen, I have some other callers here. I got to bring them in, but I appreciate your call. And like I say, I think we're probably more in agreement than disagreement. So listen, you call in again, and let's go to our next caller, Ben in Florida. Ben, what do you have to say?
Thank you. I'm still in Florida. Listen,
the Zionist hurricane didn't blow you away, huh?
You know, talking about hurricanes, when I was very young, they used to see the clouds when there was a hurricane storm. They would call it seeding the clouds by
mm-hmm.
planes. And that, I don't know what they seeded, if I can remember correctly. I think it was something like dry ice. And it did lose some of its strength. I'm going way far back. I can't remember dates too well. All right, but here's a coin I phrased, and you could use it any time you want. When the government says it's raining outside, I throw my umbrella away. Hey, your opening was much better. I'm still laughing.
Well, you know, it's funny. I said to my dear mother who died last June, she and I were talking about a year or so ago, and a couple years ago, there was a snowstorm coming up, and she said, there was a reported snowstorm coming up, and she said, well, I better go to the store and get bread and milk. And I said to her, I said, now, Mother, why do you need to go to the store to get bread and milk? We don't drink milk and we don't eat bread. But see, and she started laughing. She said, you know, you're right about that. Nobody in our family particularly likes bread, and nobody particularly likes milk. But people are conditioned. Ben, listen, I want to move on to Fritz from Florida, if I could.
Yes, Lady Rita,
yeah.
I like her spirit, and I like these other points, the one gentleman speaks there of being a physicist, well, then he should know that's possible. I believe he wants to go more political. And I'm just anti-political, and the only country that I have is the Kingdom of Heaven.
Okay.
So, and my king is the Messiah. And what you have is these people that everyone wants to call Zionists. They're really anti-Zionists, and they're a fraud. They're imposters. They're liars, thieves, and murderers. And my king, the Messiah, called them as he saw them, and he knows them by their spirit. And like you said, they're evil.
That's right. That's right. You know, I'll tell you what.
And
they
are not Israelites. They are a fraud. I'm sorry, somebody else playing music back
Yeah,
there?
That music means that
okay.
You have to say goodbye because we have a break coming up and we have a couple other callers.
Okay,
Chris, thanks for calling. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and this is Michael Collins Piper shouting at you from Washington, D.C.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Okay, folks, we're back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We just have a couple minutes left here, and we have a couple callers. I'm going to bring them up in a moment. You know, some night I'm really going to cause a commotion on this show by telling you about a couple psychic experiences I've had in my lifetime. A lot of people are going to say, ah, he's crazy. Ah, he's an occultist. Ah, he's this, he's that. But I'm going to go ahead and tell you some of these stories because I think they're interesting, number one. And, you know, keep in mind that both the CIA and the KGB and the Israeli Intelligence Service have delved into psychic experimentation and all sorts of funny little things that they consider significant. So, you know, when they're doing stuff like that, there must be something to it. But in any case, let's go to Dave from Wisconsin. Dave, come on up.
Yeah, Michael.
How are you, Dave?
Pretty good. You ever get a hold of that Gene? I call you one night. You call
no,
me.
No, I am going to give him a call, though. I'm going to be setting up. I'm going to be doing a lot more interviews in the coming weeks. I just have just been kind of trying to get into the swing of things here, but I'm going to give him a call.
Well, you got it, because this guy is on top of all this stuff you're talking about.
Okay, well, I'm going to give him a call.
Okay, because we got to talk about the kingdom of heaven, and these Jews are bad people. You know.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something. I hate to say something like that because, you know, I know a lot of Jews who are, I have Jewish friends and
yeah.
Jewish acquaintances, you know, but I wouldn't say they're necessarily part of any conspiracy, but let's put it this way. They are, many of them are, shall we say,
Genesis.
If they could silence the critics of Israel, they probably would.
Yeah.
So you know, it's a difficult situation. It really is, and it's you know, I it would be a nicer world if as motorist Rodney King said, you know, can't we all just get along?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, listen, Dave, we have one more caller here. I'd like to move on to him if we could. Now I'll talk to you again. All right, we have Patrick in Atlanta. Patrick.
Hello, Michael.
How are you doing tonight?
Doing fine. Enjoy your show.
I appreciate it.
First of all, I did order and have read your book, Final Judgment.
Oh, good. Okay.
It found it to be very interesting and diplomatic, to say the least. And I wanted to back up what Rita was saying and your previous caller there. And when I heard Ben, you were speaking to Ben, he was saying, we need to do this and we need to say this and say that. We don't need to say this. Kind of sounded like maybe he was in charge of what RBN should say. And sounded maybe like he had something to do with the network there and wanted to find out if that was the case.
No, I think he's just talking generally in terms of, no, he's not with RBN as far as I know. I doubt that he is. I think he's just someone with opinions, and we all have opinions. But like I always say, there's a difference between fact and opinion, and most people don't understand that.
Well,
you know, there's a lot of facts that are very uncomfortable facts, and we talk a lot about those facts in this program, and then we also express opinions. We, as in you and me and everybody else.
Well, I've never heard some of the facts on any air radio show that I've heard tonight, and I wanted to add another one in there that Vladimir Lenin was a Jew, and Stalin was a half-Jew. That's been documented. He was married to a Jewess and drove his wife to suicide. Anybody who doesn't know the real history of the Russian Revolution...
Well, I'll tell you what, Patrick. The fact is, we got to go now.
Well, they should find out the truth before they start telling us what to say and not to say about it.
Well, we'll keep on speaking out here. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to go now. This is Michael Collins Piper bidding you farewell for the evening. Hope you'll tune in tomorrow night. And keep listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network for the facts. Have a good evening.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.